What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I'll keep him up late because I'm horny, and I get him up early in the morning because I'm horny. I love morning quickies, by the way. This is fun. I just remember when I started doing that, and he just let out this, like, fuck. And I could feel almost like some stress leaving his body. It's not frenzied, but it's very intentional, and I'm trying to use my mouth in the best way possible. I started to get quicker and just like go into like the deep throat kind of porno mode. And he said, no, no. And just like make out with it. And I was just like, holy shit. He just told me to make out with his dick. If you can get your sex life right, this other stuff, it really does fall together. It's almost like you turn a little faucet on and some of it just comes, a nice steady stream of it just comes out. Now, this is not an ejaculation. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Happy Tuesday, guys. How's everybody doing out there in podcast land? I hope you're having a great day, a great Tuesday, and your week is off to a great start. Hopefully I'm going to spice it up for you. I've got some fun stories to tell you. I'm going to sort of wrap up or give you the Reader's Digest version, the spicy Reader's Digest version of my current trip here with Cowboy Inn. It's about to end. I go home tomorrow, and I've been out visiting with him for about 10 days now. I was actually originally scheduled to go home after a week, but it's kind of my classic MO with Cowboy Inn is when I'm out visiting, I do get my first set point to leave is scheduled. And I usually extend because I always just have such a good time with him. And it's nice for me to get away as well. But also, obviously, I enjoy spending time with him. So let's jump into kind of some of the fun stuff that's been going on. There's a lot of alarming every morning in this house, this house that I'm in right now, this Airbnb. He's got two alarms going off. It's like the one that wakes him up and then the one that says, I guess, maybe 15-minute warning, because he can really jump out of bed, get ready, and out the door pretty quick. And I can too, but not like him. But I set my alarm so that it's a couple things. I'm going to fuck you and I'm going to feed you, or I'm going to play with your dick and I'm going to feed you, make you breakfast. This whole trip, while it's very sexy and fun, and I am going to get into all that stuff, but I really also want to point out that when I come out and visit with him, what I really enjoy doing is taking care of him. And I mean, taking care of him as a good partner would. And my definition of that is that I make him dinner at night and we'll meet him for lunch and bring him lunch. I'll get up early and make his breakfast so that he can take that with him. Just things that I can do that make his day a little bit better. And the more I'm around him, and always when I'm around him, I learn so much more about men and what I love about men and just appreciate them more and more. This is a very hardworking guy who will work 12 hours a day. And depending on the project that he's on, sometimes they work 12 days a week. Sometimes they work 6 days a week, 12 hours. So he'll get to work at 6 a.m. and then be done at 6. And it's really, really a grind. And he does it without complaining about it. And I watch him do it, and I just think, holy fucking shit. This is the kind of stuff that men will do. Like, they will work really, really hard. And the more I see that, it's interesting. The more my feminine side comes out. And that shows up in all kinds of ways. It shows up in the bedroom for sure. And like I said, we are going to get into that stuff. That's what most of this episode is going to be about. But I also just, I can't help but just have so much respect for him and just, you know, men in general. And, you know, I want to say, ladies, if you're with a partner who gets up and works hard and provides every day for you and you get to stay home, you know, you're very lucky. It's a gift. And the work, going to a job every day, and I know most women go to a job every day, but I'm saying, it's a grind. And if you are able to stay home and maybe, you know, you need a little reminder about how lucky you are to be able to do that, you're really, really lucky, because the workplace is, it's not always that fun. And so my job when I'm around Cowboy Ann, since I know he doesn't get this otherwise when I'm not around, is just to be as pleasant as I can. Now, sometimes he and I have a little friction, but basically I love doing his laundry. I love taking care of him. I love making his dinners, making him lunch and taking it to him, whether it's from leftovers or whatever. I feel very domestic. I feel very domesticated. I'm looking up recipes, all this stuff. And basically my day sort of revolves around him leaving and coming home, getting the laundry done, making the food, and doing the household stuff. And honestly, I really, really enjoy it, because I do it because of my love for him and my desire to make his day pleasant, and also for him to have something pleasant to come home to at the end of the day. And it always kind of baffles me when I know that there are people that just don't think of their partner in that way. And I've said it before a lot on this show. When you get up in the morning, you know, when you put your feet on the floor, if you're not thinking about how you can make your partner's day better in some way, shape, or form. And I get it that, especially if you have two people that work in the household, that's a little bit harder. But when you're partnering with someone, you're partnering with them. And how can you make their day better? And I just really, really love doing it, because I admire him and respect him so much for his work ethic and the shit that he'll get up and do. And I'll see him at the end of the day, and then I'll keep him up late because I'm horny and I want to fuck. And I get him up early in the morning because I'm horny and I want to fuck. And I'm sleep depriving him. His job is already sleep depriving him. And then when I get around, it's like on overdrive. And he does it willingly and with a smile on his face and with a nice hard dick. How can I complain about this guy? Okay, well, trust me, I do find things to complain about. But just overall, I would say that this trip has been very fun for me. And I'm just filled with so much, I don't know, gratitude towards him. Is that the right word? But also horniness towards him. And the horniness has been back to kind of where I started. It starts early in the morning. I'll set an alarm because I'm thinking like, okay, I want to make him some breakfast and get him out the door. And I also want to fuck him or have a quickie. I love morning quickies, by the way. This is fun. And I do try to incorporate that. But what's been coming up lately and what's kind of been my new thing on this trip is I basically developed or realized that Cowboy Ann and I were in a throuple. And it's basically him, his dick, and me. And I just put him on notice about this the other day. I'm like, you know what? We're in a throuple, buddy, because I will sit there and I am more than happy to give him a nice hand job in the morning or suck his dick. And just, I'm in my own, it's just as much for me as it is for him. I gotta tell you, I really, really enjoy it. It's relaxing. Even because it's you're moving slow, it's early morning.
Hey, all you true crime fans, this is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morf.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
We had a session the other evening where we were making out, and I love a good make out. Oh my God. Where are the maker outers? You know, do you remember when you were young and you would sit there and you would just kiss and grope and kind of grind on each other, and you knew you weren't going all the way because you'd never done that, but you would just sit there and just really kiss somebody passionately. And it wasn't, and you were willing to do it for hours. Like, that to me is so much fun. I cannot be with someone who is a bad kisser or who does not want to make out. It is, to me, it's so rewarding and it's intimate and it's bonds you to them. And we had a session where I was reminded of the first time this was way, way, way back, the first year that I knew him. And I was just kind of sensing like that there were some things going on with him. And I thought to myself, you know what? Just show up tonight and fuck this guy, like intimately, not just let him fuck you, bang the shit out of you, but slow it down. And kind of like, even though I wasn't in love with him at this point yet, I was like, make love to this guy, like make out with him, fuck him nice and slow. You be the one that's in control. Don't make him do the heavy lifting. And I remember when I really wanted to do that, I think part of me was curious. Can this guy handle it? Is this going to be weird for him? But something in me told me, yeah, he could. And also that he kind of needed it. And I thought it was also kind of me opening up to him, not just like, okay, I show up and you give me 10 orgasms, you have one, and then I leave. That was kind of my MO. And I was really starting to, I guess, just, yeah, open up to him, for lack of a better term. And I remember, I'll never forget that night because I was like, whoa, it impressed upon me the moment where I was just kissing him really passionately for a long time. And then we were on our sides and I was at the right angle and I was able to get myself, I love it from the side when you're facing each other. And I just was able to get on his dick just at the right angle, the way that felt best for me. But I was just moving my pelvis around and fucking him. And I had the right pressure on the head of his cock. It was slow and rhythmic and perfect for me. And his reaction was perfect at that time. And I just remember when I started doing that and he just let out this like, fuck. And I could feel almost like some stress leaving his body. He needed that in that moment. And I was the one to give it to him and I wanted to. So fast forward to now, and I was kind of remembering that. And we had had, I recreated that and we had a repeat of that, that style in the, one of the first few nights I was here. Cause I just love having sex with him, obviously. And I was, that's what I was in the mood for. You know, I wanted to be the driver. I didn't want him to have to do the heavy lifting that night. I really wanted to kind of take control and do that. And that was very fun. And then the following morning, when I'd set all the alarms and I was like, okay, I was just ready to start worshiping his cock. I was in the mood. I wanted it in my mouth. I just wanted to be down there. And I just put my head like right on his pelvis and I've got my hands going, but it's slow and it's not frenzied, but it's very intentional. And I'm trying to use my mouth in the best way possible. And I kind of just sped up a little bit and I started to get quicker and just like go into like the deep throat kind of porno mode. And he said, no, no. He was like, make out with it. And I was just like, holy shit. He just told me to make out with his dick. And that bing, I mean, I was just like, yep, there we go. And since then, I've been making out with his dick every morning, just about. And I love it. I really love these morning little rituals we have. And I feel like, and then if it escalates and he wants a quickie, if he wants to have penis to vagina contact really fast, you know, he can. Or he can just lay there and let me just worship that cock and play with it and make him feel good and show him how much I appreciate it. But like I said, now that we're in the thruple, the cock thruple, it's just very enjoyable. And I don't feel so, you know, what's interesting? I do sit there and make out with this cock. And I'm thinking about it differently. I mean, it's kind of strange to know someone this long and we've done a lot of different styles, the BDSM, I mean, everything. We really kind of cover all the bases. We can make love or we can just fuck real dirty. We can have sex toys or no toys, ropes, cuffs, belts, you know what I mean? Like you name it, or just good old fashioned intimacy, like super connected, bonded stuff. And guys need all of it too. Women need all of it. We do. We need, it's interesting. I think when I look back on just my perceptions or misconceptions about sex and men, and I overlooked for a long time that men need the softer, less aggressive stuff too. It's not just, they need that intimate stuff as well. I guess the stuff that we kind of, or I classified, I don't want to say other people think like this, but you know, some of the stuff that I kind of classified as quote unquote girly. Oh, it's soft and it's slow and it's rhythmic and you build up to it. And it's just about the pleasure in and really feeling every stroke and every movement and everything. And that's what's overwhelming you rather than the force and the ferocity and the animalistic aggressiveness of it. That is great too. And I love the full gamut, but men need the full gamut too. They don't just need, it's not one-sided for them. And for a long time, I was guilty of thinking that. And I just kind of on this trip sort of like reminded myself, or he reminded me rather, you know, when he was like, no, hey, slow down, just make out with it. And then as soon as he said that, I knew I made out with his cock the way I'd make out with his face, with just that deep, passionate intention that's all I was after. And in the moment, that just the pleasure of just doing that act was enough. It didn't have to lead anywhere or go anywhere. And there's something about that that's just, so satisfying. I don't know. And especially in the, just having that time in the early morning before he starts his day, I'm thinking like, I want him to start his day off right. And I'm also thinking to myself, like, now I know good and well, most of his colleagues are showing up. They didn't fucking start their day that way. I take pride in that. I'm like, listen, women, we should bring our partners a sense of bragging rights, and you should strive to be the one that his friends are going to be jealous about because you take such good care of him and you show up for him, not just sexually, but in other ways. And that to me is important, and I love doing it. And it's kind of like when a man brings that out in you, it's really special, for lack of a better term. It really, you should take note of that. If your partner inspires that in you, you really need to just go with it and keep going with it, because there, you cannot do enough for the person that you care about. You just can't. And it comes back. This is not one-sided stuff. But so what if you're leading the charge on it initially? It will come back to you. And generally what I find is it's the other way around, right? It's men who are sort of doing this stuff for women because they want to treat them right. But we should have the same intention. We really, really should. And I do. And I love it. And it kind of reminds me of, it's kind of corny, but it reminds me of that song, Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin. That's a very, listen to that song. I think I understand now what she was talking about. It's when a man can inspire that in you, for you to be the most expressive in your feminine, it's amazing. It feels amazing. Oh God. And of course, all the orgasms that you get, I mean, like, this guy's going to work so hard. That's why I believe he does not mind or get bitter about the fact that he gives me 10 to my one or 5 to my one. He's not selfish. He's very giving, and he takes pride in that, while I take pride in making sure that he's taken care of in the various ways. He takes pride in taking care of me too. And that's really, it's very cool. I mean, the more I explore this stuff, and it always comes through this podcast and everything, you know, I'm talking about relationships, but obviously the highlight of that is sex. That's what this show is mostly about. But if you can get your sex life right, this other stuff, it really does fall together. It comes together, and it'll inspire you to want to do things in ways that, and just give and give and give of yourself more than just anything else that I've ever encountered. And I think I've had enough relationships, and I've been around a while to kind of know, like, this is really honing in on the quality of sex that you're having with your partner or partners is just, it's important. And it'll bring together and bridge a lot of gaps. It'll align you with that person outside of the bedroom in more ways than you can ever even imagine. And it's something that I think women kind of don't think of how much, I don't want to say how to leverage it, but just that it's a tool to use and how much you get out of it, because it's just, we're the ones that usually, not always, but usually we're turning that off because we're feeling whatever. We get past it. We don't want to do it anymore. The cock worship has been just so much fun for me on this trip, and the hand jobs. And oh, he also, ooh, this was fun. I forgot about, not forgot, but you guys have heard me talk about, he can do this thing. And Goldie did it too. It's where when the guys are going for a long time and they're building up and they're building up, I mean, the guys that have a lot of stamina, God bless them. Thank you. Thank you, men. The ones that have a lot of stamina. Holy shit. Okay. they're trying not to come. They're trying not to overstimulate themselves. And so what Cowboy N can do that I love and that turns me on, like makes me crazy, like a fiend, like fiendish. It's so hot. He can basically get so built up that he needs to relieve some of that pressure. Like he's on the edge of coming, but he doesn't have an orgasm. He can get to the point where it's so built up, and then he'll pull out of me and just, it's almost like you turn a little faucet on and some of it just comes, a nice steady stream of it just comes out. Now, this is not an ejaculation. This is not an orgasm where it shoots, right? No, that's different. It's like, woo, we're just relieving. It's like pouring some out. I call it leaking. He does not like me to use that word but that's the best way to describe it. It's like it's leaking. And then all of a sudden some of it leaks out and then the pressure's not too bad and it stops. Okay. And so he was over me and I was giving him just a super, super oily hand job. And I mean, I was so into it. And just while I'm doing this, my thought in my head is I want my hands to feel like the tightest, but slipperiest, most pleasurable pussy. That's what I'm imagining I'm doing with my hands as they're all oiled up with this coconut oil. And I'm doing some of my best stroke patterns. I also try to do the things that I see him doing when he's jacking off. I'm trying to mimic that because obviously I know that he likes that. And I'm sitting there and I'm doing it. And we were both like super fired up and his dick was so hard. I can read his body. I love that. That for me is the feedback that I need. Like when I see his dick is like really hard, I'm like, oh yes, I'm just doing something so right now. And I'm sitting there and all of a sudden, you know, we've been doing this for a while and we were kind of frenzied a bit. And he's got his fingers in me, he's over me and he's leaning back and, you know, kind of flexing his quads and he's got his fingers in me and he's also rubbing my clit and I'm doing that. And he's like, stop. And I stopped and I was like, what? And it was just this, he's got a real deep voice. He was like, stop. And then some of it just leaked out. And I was like, oh, all over my tits and on my stomach. And I was like, oh my God. I think I just came right there in that instant. Just seeing it, it fried my girl brain. I lost it. It was so hot. And I was just like, oh my God. Then I turn into this, like, I feel like this wild animal, like, oh, I need more of that. And then we kept going at it and going at it. He did it again. Oh, and I got more of that cum just warm, just all over my tits and stomach and everywhere. And it started kind of like rolling down towards my pussy. Oh, fuck. That stuff it's just so hot. And then when he's ready, you can tell, like, that's when he just kicks it into man mode. I don't even know what you call it. Oh, it's aggressive. I love it. I can see that look on his face. I know he's like, yeah, it's his time. He is ready to explode inside me. And then he just whipped my leg up. You know, when a guy whips that one leg up, and kind of has one leg up over your shoulder and kind of like is coming at you sort of like from the side a little bit, that, oh my God. He's on his knees. It just, Jesus, I don't know. I mean, that was super, super hot. And of course, then he just like fills me with all this cum. And then I get the other aspects about that I love, where it's dripping out of me. So I have this thing, and I've said it before, but when he comes in me, I just get so, so turned on. I instantly want another orgasm. I don't care if I had 10 or 20. Instantly, there's something about that. It's animalistic. I love it. It turns me on. I'm ready to have another orgasm. Sometimes if he would get up when he was done, I would just grab my vibrator and sneak and just try to have one real fast because I'm literally like seconds from having one. So he does that and then he stays inside me And I'm like, I need another orgasm. And I grab my vibrator and then I just come again with all that cum in me. It's so, and then I also have I'm using the cum that's on my stomach as the lubrication between my skin and my clit and the vibrator. Oh, God. I'm such a lucky girl. I really am. I feel so, it sounds strange to say, I feel so blessed. I do. I feel so blessed and happy that I love sex this much and that I get to have an amazing partner and other partners that just, that I get to enjoy these intimate moments with. And it goes from, I mean, it can be, that's what I just love about Cowboy Ann. It's the full fucking bandwidth. It can be super sensual and connected and romantic and deep and loving. And then it can just boop, go all the way to the super primal stuff. We're into the BDSM play. I'm bound. I've got the ropes on me. I could be spanking the hell out of me. Nipple clamps. He did some shit to me the other night. He won't even tell me what it is. And I'm like, what did you do? I don't know what he did, but he's telling me, I think he had some weird pinchy things on my like labia. I'm not kidding. I don't know what he did. He was playing with my clit a lot while he was fucking me. I was tied up and whatever he did, it felt so good. And then, you know, he's just like, you're just such a masochist. And I was like, am I a masochist? I've got these nipple clamps on. And then he did something different. It's the mystery thing. He did the mystery thing to my vagina. I don't know what it was, but hot damn. I fucking loved it. And I need to find out what it was. He's not telling me. He's like, I'm going to do it again. I want to make sure that you're the masochist that I think you are. Oh my gosh. Yes. And he did bring this new toy. And I may have mentioned it in a previous episode, but I got to mention it again. They need to sponsor me. They need to sponsor me. It's Lovence has this toy that vibrates inside you and you can control it remotely. Well, he had that. I mean, there was a lot of, we've had some serious, like where I am so stimulated. There's so much stimulation going on for me. It is nipple clamps, whatever the mystery thing he was doing to my vagina while he's fucking me with that Lovence vibrating thing in me. When shit like that starts happening, it's unbelievable. Everything that's sexually sensitive on your body as a woman is being hyper-stimulated. Holy shit. Ladies, you have to try this stuff. You have to get somebody to do this to you. I think women don't even know about how much stimulation they can have and how much their bodies can do. And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The sensations and the intensity of our orgasms. And, this is why I tell women, like, you have to explore sexually. You have to prioritize this stuff because you just don't know what you don't know. I still, at this point, as long as I've been doing it, like, what the fuck did he do? Was he doing the other night? I don't know. He won't tell me yet. I'm going to get it out of him. I am going to get it out of him, guys. I'm sure it's some nasty shit. It's some fucking nasty shit. Like I said, it felt like, I don't know. He was just doing something to my pussy he'd never done before. And I'm going to find out what it is. But yes, in summation, this has been a very fun trip. And I think tonight and tomorrow morning, early day, is going to be record-breaking. All right, guys. Well, I hope you're having a great day. I hope I've inspired you, and maybe you're coming up with some fun, clever thoughts that you can do with your partner. And if so, why don't you tell me about it? If I've inspired you and you have come up with some clever, fun things to do to your partner that have worked well, or you just have things that work well in general and you want to share them with me, you know what I love you to do. I love you to go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and leave me a voicemail about it. I get back to everybody personally. I love hearing your thoughts, ideas, feedback. It always means so much to me, and it's easy to do. I'll get back to you, and we just can start this wonderful dialogue back and forth. All right, everyone. Well, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.